I remember one Father's Day card that one of my children gave me. It read, "Anyone can be a father, not anyone can be a daddy." To be daddy to your child is something that doesn't happen overnight. Being daddy is a loving relationship, with the foundation being trust. I went to bless a home, and the mom said she wanted the whole family to be present for the blessing. When I got there, I spoke with the children about school and home life. There was this frame photo on the table, and I asked if it was their father. And it was so interesting how they spoke about him. You could tell they had this deep love for their father. They believed in their father, and they trusted their father. You could tell he instilled in his children respect for others and to follow the rules, and not out of fear or afraid of being in trouble, but because they loved their father. The love they had for their father was so great. The way they talked about their father, it sounded as if he was in the next room. And I asked the mom to get him so we can go ahead and bless the home. She looked at me a little perplexed and said, "Oh, I thought you knew. My husband has been deployed in Afghanistan for 8 months. He's only here in spirit." I learned so much from these children, and I realized I can do a little better job bringing the presence of God, our Father, into my ordinary daily interactions with others, just as they did with their Father. St. Paul in our second reading tells us to cry out, calling God our Father, Abba, which means daddy in Hebrew. It's an affectionate name, a term of endearment with the foundation of trust. My wife and I went to the Holy Land a couple years ago, and it was so wonderful, enjoyable to hear the Israeli children call out to their fathers, Abba. And they always had this affectionate tone to their voice. St. Paul describes our relationship with God. It's not a relationship like a master and slave, where there is fear, and we hope the master is pleased with our work. We often get trapped in that type of relationship with God, where we have to do. We have to perform. We have to accomplish so much, or we will disappoint God, or maybe even lose the relationship with him. St. Paul wants us to imagine a different type of relationship with God. It's one that of a father and son, or father and daughter. When we live our relationship with God this way, everything changes. All of a sudden, we no longer go to Mass on Sunday to check the box out of fear. We come to Mass out of love for the Father. With a loving relationship with Abba Father, all of a sudden those Ten Commandments are not so burdensome. We follow them out of love of the Father. Like those children whose father was deployed thousands of miles away, they respect others and follow the home rules out of love for their father. I have this close friend who lost his father as a young child. He dealt with this for many years in therapy and battled depression. He lived with this void because he missed having his father almost all of his life. He missed not having a father at birthdays, at graduations, at his wedding. There are no photos of him and his father. And one day in prayer, he realized God is his father, and God was present with him, all throughout his life. And this brought him great comfort. Brothers and sisters, the real commandment of the Gospels is not just doing a list of do's and don'ts. Although it's a part of it, the fundamental command of Scripture is to believe and to love God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. The good news on this feast day of the Holy Trinity is, in our gospel, Jesus promises to be with us always, and that you and I are children of God.